And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
And as if by magic, it's bang on 11:30. Time for round one of radio's shortest quiz, 60-second challenge. And joining us this morning, the aforementioned Brian Derbyshire. Morning, Brian.
Hi, Dave. I was going to ask if that was right.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
But don't come up with any other answers, please, just in case you got them right. Right, so what have you been up to in the month or so since we last spoke to you?
Not too much, just sort of thinking about what we're going to do with the garden this year and shopping. Since I retired, I love to shop.
Oh, right, you're one of those people that actually enjoys shopping, yeah?
No, I sit in the shopping in the supermarket car park.
Oh, well, that sounds a good plan, yeah, yeah. And what about the gardening? Is that something you enjoy, or is that yet another chore?
No, I do like it. I'm rubbish at DIY, you know, but I found that
right.
I can grow things, you know.
My
dad was a good gardener, and my granddad was the gardener in the cemetery in Hambridge.
Yeah, so you've obviously inherited something from both of them, I suspect. Brilliant. And what's the best thing you've ever grown in your garden? What are you most proud of?
I had a clematis that overtook everything.
Right.
I had to go at vegetables and that.
Right.
My wife's still laughing about me carrots. But, you know.
The least said about that, the better.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for that. Well, let's get on with the quiz. Usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, as you know. But if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck, and here they come. Complete the title of this Petula Clark hit, Don't Sleep
in the Subway.
What's Love Got to Do with It was a film about which singer?
Tina Turner.
Who's only number one in 1964 was Go Now.
Moody Blues.
Who sang Always Look on the Bright Side of Life?
Eric Idle and the Monty Python team.
From which film was the Oscar-winning song Under the Sea taken? Which film gave Cliff Richard his first lead role and fifth number one single?
The Young Ones.
Complete the title of this Sade hit, Your Love Is...
King.
Who was the lead singer with the 60s group The Union Gap?
Gary Puckett.
Who recorded Don't You Want Me in 1981?
You Too.
In which decade was singer K.D. Lang born? K.D. Lang, and you can answer that one.
70s.
You're going to go for 70s on that one, right? Not a bad round. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions in your allotted time. You passed on just one question, and you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questions right. So not bad at all. Right, let's go through the ones you slipped up on. And I know it was on the tip of your tongue, this first one. From which film was the Oscar-winning song Under the Sea?
Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
It wasn't, no, but it was a Disney one. It was actually The Little Mermaid.
Oh, well, I didn't know.
You didn't know that one, that's
no.
Okay. But you should have known this next one. Who recorded Don't You Want Me in 1981? One of the biggest hits of the 80s. And one of the most played songs on radio, I would suspect. Not come to mind?
Oh, Rick Astley, no.
No, not Rick Astley, but it was actually Don't You Want Me from the Human League.
Oh, right. I wasn't really into New Romantic.
You weren't a New Romantic.
No.
But you probably were a punk before that, I suspect.
And a hippie, yeah.
And a hippie before that, too, yeah. Right, and the last one, in which decade was singer K.D. Lang born? You said the 70s, which is probably what I would have gone for, but it was actually the 1960s.
Oh, wow. I didn't think she was that old.
She's, well, there you go, you see. It's older than you think. But a good score. It's going to be a difficult one to beat. Thanks for taking part.
Anytime, Dave.
Okay, that's a pleasure. And we'll have you back on the radio in about a month's time with an update on the size of your carrots. Okay,
yeah.
Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye now.
He did well, didn't he? But if you think you can do better, 7 out of 10 with one pass, all you need to do is to go onto our Facebook page, send us a message with your name and a contact number, and I could be ringing that number around about 12:30 this afternoon. And
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Just coming up to 12.30, round two of radio's shortest quiz, the 60-second challenge. And if you're listening an hour ago, you'll have heard Brian Derbyshire get a pretty good score, 7 out of 10, with just one pass, hoping to beat that score and be declared this week's 60-second challenge champion. Say good afternoon to Patricia Goff. Hi, Patricia.
Oh, hi, Dave.
And you're up against Brian Derbyshire again, and you were telling me off air a few minutes ago that the two of you have finally met up.
Yeah, that's right. We were in the local pub.
Right.
And a mutual friend said, I think it was either his uncle or his cousin.
Right.
And I actually met him, put my name to the face.
Right. And did he look like you imagined he was going to look or not?
He didn't. No, completely not.
That's often the way. I have the same problem. When I go out on outside broadcasts, people often come up to me and say, oh, you sound much younger on the radio, which I think is another way of saying, gosh, you're old.
Well, yeah, you could take that both ways, too.
Indeed you could, yeah. But we all have a mental image of the people we listen to on the radio, and often when we see them, it's often very different, irrespective of their age. Right, now, I know you weren't listening at 11.30 because you were busy doing other things, but as I mentioned before, the score to beat this week is 7 out of 10 with just one pass. So I know you'll give it your best shot. Okay?
I will indeed.
Good luck. And here they come. What colour suit is Michael Jackson wearing on the cover, of the Thriller album?
White.
Which girl's name features in the title of Neil Sedaka's 1959 hit?
Caroline.
Who had a number one hit in 1990 with Unchained Melody?
Robson and Jerome.
Which Dire Straits song is also the title of a Shakespearean play?
Romeo and Juliet.
Which country singer had a number one in 1966 with Distant Drums?
Jim Reeves.
Whose first solo album was called Faith?
Elton John.
Which Bee Gee appears on the cover of the Guilty album with Barbara Streisand?
Harry Gibb.
Complete the title of this Tommy Steele number one, singing the...
Blues.
Which group's first number one was called True, and you can answer that one.
Spandau Ballet.
We're going to go for Spandau Ballet on that one. Right, okay, I think you've done pretty well. Let's count them up. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions in your allotted time, just one fewer than Brian, and you didn't pass on any questions at all. So let's see how you got on. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6.5 questions right. So he beat you by half a point.
Oh, no.
indeed. And you'll kick yourself when I tell you the ones you slipped up on. First of all, the girl's name featured in the title of Neil Sedaka's 1959 hit. You said Caroline, so I gave you half
Carol.
It's actually Carol, as in Carol.
I was thinking of the other one, Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline, yeah. Do you know who the Carol was written about?
Yeah, I think it was the president's daughter, was it?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Caroline Kennedy. It was actually Carole King, the singer and songwriter, Carole King.
Well, I didn't know that.
There you go. You see, you've learned something this afternoon. And the other one, which was an understandable mistake, who had a number one in 1990 with Unchained Melody. I'm pretty certain that Robson and Jerome did record it, but the number one in that year was the original version from the Righteous Brothers.
I was going to say that, but I know Robson and Jerome did it.
They did indeed, yes, yeah. And the other one you slipped up on, whose first solo album was called Faith, that was actually George Michael.
Oh, never heard of that, you know.
We'll have to play it for you sometime.
Never
okay.
Heard that at all.
Right, okay. Well, I tell you what we'll do. If we stay talking to each other for a moment, I'll see if I can find that song in the system, and we'll play it for you in just a minute. In fact, here we go. This is live radio for you here now.
Yes, and
this is the song we were thinking about. Talk to you next week, or very soon anyway.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Cheers. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye. Bye.